Good afternoon, everybody. It is Friday, September 26th, and it is almost 4 o'clock. I am phoning this one in, not literally. I'm sitting at my desk, but I'm tired. It's Friday afternoon, and I'm just beat. And I know it's the hormones, and I'm getting them next week, so hopefully I'll have some more energy. But right now, I'm pooped out. I just got back from a walk, and that might be part of the reason. It's warm out. It's, was it late September, and it feels like late or mid-August. It's like 75, 76 degrees outside, and I'm kind of pissed about it because I don't want to wear summer clothes anymore. I want to wear fall clothes. Our fall is so short here. That I am missing prime cute boot season. And it's really, really driving me crazy because I never get to wear cute boots because we go into snow and you can't wear them because they get ruined. I mean, you can, but you have to, you know, you can't wear them in the snow. But that's neither here nor there, but I am tired of, I want to wear sweaters. I want to wear pants. I don't want to wear shorts and t-shirts or whatever. And also, I had moved all my clothes out of all my summery stuff. This is a Minnesota thing. Maybe people in other climates don't do this, but our seasons are so, you know, winter and summer are so extreme. You have to have two wardrobes. And there's not enough space in your closet or drawers, or at least not in mine, because I live in an old house with teeny tiny closets. So I have storage upstairs where I put this stuff. This is what we normally do. And I started doing this back in, you know, August when we had, or maybe early September, we had unseasonably cold stuff. I actually turned the heat on then for a few days, and now the air conditioner is back on again. So my dining room table is filled with clothes from all different seasons, and I don't know where to put anything. And honestly, it's just been a disaster. So I'm hoping the temperature gets back to normal soon. It sounds like it's going to be a while before, like another week, before we get normal fall temperatures. Like, we're supposed to be in the 60s now for a high, you know, 40s at night, which is perfect. Window open. There's nothing better than that. And it doesn't last for very long. I mean, we're coming up on the anniversary of the Halloween blizzard, which was 3 feet of snow on Halloween in 1990, I think. And then we had just one of the longest winters ever, because there's no way 3 feet of snow is going to melt. You know, it's not. So anyway, I don't know. We had a mild winter last year. So who knows what this one is going to be like. This has been a weird season. I mean, the summer was normal. We had a lot of rain, but it wasn't overly hot and pretty normal. I'm hoping we'll have a normal winter with, I don't know, I could do without the snow. I'm kind of tired of all the shoveling and stuff like that. See, now I'm yawning. So what was I going to talk about today? I had a thought. I was in the last couple days, a lot of people have reached out to me and want to help promote my book, which is amazing. I am so flattered and so thankful and grateful for all the people who have done that. I've been invited to be on a few podcasts. I've already been on a couple radio shows, and I just got some messaging from a person who wanted to promote my book on one of her, groups, whatever, a large, you know, thousands of people, you know, are involved in this. So, for somebody who self-publishes, this is huge because it's so hard to get the word out there, and traditional publishers will not touch me for a variety of reasons. Most of them are just because of being outspoken on social media about, you know, right-leaning politics and that sort of, so I had the wrong think going. So they won't touch me. I know this. And anybody who writes these days, that's my dog yawning. Anybody who writes and who is vocal on social media who leans even slightly left of center knows that they're never ever going to be picked up by mainstream publishing because it's so woke. You know, unless you already are established like J.K. Rowling, you're just, you know, I know too many people who lost their publishing, who got kicked out of it because of their position. They're not going to kick out J.K. Rowling because she makes them too much money, but they would if she weren't, which is sad because the thought of that is that we're only seeing literature and content from people who are left-leaning and pretty progressive. So we're not getting ideas from people on the right or in the center for that matter. I suppose we are getting those. People are publishing. They're self-publishing. They're starting up their own Substacks, their own websites, their own blogs. They're creating spaces. But it's not as big as, you know, it doesn't have the same reach that a, you know, Penguin or whatever publishing house is, you know, Bantam, all the big names, that, you know, that have so much of a reach, you know, the people who end up on the Today Show and whatnot. People like me will not be on the Today Show. So anyway, my point is that I've had these people reach out to me and I am just absolutely flabbergasted at it. On the one hand, because I am a writer and I sit there and stare at my computer every day thinking I am a fraud. There's no way anybody thinks I can write, and yet people still seem to think I can't. And anybody who creates anything feels this way. It doesn't matter if you're a painter or, you know, you work in yarn or whatever sort of medium, everybody thinks that they suck at it and that they're just pretending. And we're not, but we are, but it feels that way. So to have people, you know, say, oh gosh, I really want to help you promote this because I really think it's good, is just heartwarming. And I don't think I've ever experienced this before. So, I don't even have the words for it. I'm just so taken and grateful. And I also don't want to get, like, I'm not worried about getting a big head. That's not what I'm trying to say, because that's not going to happen. But the hubris, I don't want to act like, I don't want to get ahead of myself and think, oh, you know, finally, after all this work, you know, it's going to pay off. I don't believe that, because I that'll jinx it, really, is what it comes down to. So, but I am grateful that these people have reached out to me. Not only that, the encouragement really keeps me going to continue doing what I'm doing. And that's Lilith. Anyway, I want to talk about that sort of, if you know somebody who creates anything, give them the encouragement, because so frequently we don't get any encouragement. People won't even tell other people that they are trying to create things because they feel stupid. You feel like you don't, like, who are you to even pretend that you can do this sort of thing? Sorry, this is incredibly distracting. Lilith, stop it. So if you know somebody who is trying to do anything, I don't care if it's building a bookcase or trying to learn how to ride a bike or just trying something new, encourage them, because that encouragement, we all need it, goes a long way, especially in today's society where, I don't know, it seems like, I'm not really sure what I'm saying here, because I am tired. But tell people that you appreciate what they're doing. So I am going to sign off because this isn't going to stop. So have a great weekend, everybody, and I will talk to you Monday.